بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم نحمده ونصلي ونسلم على رسوله الكريم أما بعد Interpretations of beholding our Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in a dream. Dreaming of Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is generally indicative of one's piety and devoutness. Beholding the other Anbiya alayhimus salatu wassalam in one's dream also indicates to one's piety and spiritual prosperity. Whoever sees Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam smiling will be favored with the ability to adhere to the sunnah strictly. If someone sees Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam angry, it refers to the seer's deficiency in matters of deen. May Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala protect us from such a dream. Seeing Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in a dream also means that one will die on iman and one will have the honor of visiting Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in the hereafter. Muhammad ibn Sirin alayhi rahma writes that if a person who has debt sees Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he will be relieved of his debts shortly. If a person sees Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam who is sick, he will be cured shortly. If an oppressed person sees Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in his dream, justice will be meted out in his favor. If one dreams of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in times of war, victory would be imminent. The procedure to adopt in order to be blessed with a vision of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, listeners to take note that this is not a hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, this is the experience of the pious of the past. Shah Abdul Haq Dilawi rahimahumullah, the celebrated muhaddith of Delhi, writes, a person should perform two rakats of nafl salat on a Thursday after Maghrib and recite Ayatul Kursi and Surah Ikhlas 11 times in each rakat, that is after Surah Al-Fatiha. Upon the completion of the salah, he should recite the following durood 100 times, and inshallah, within 3 weeks, he will be blessed with a vision of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. The salat, the durood is, Allahumma salli ala Muhammadin al-Nabiyyil Ummiyyi wa alihi wa ashabihi wa sallim. Allahumma salli ala Muhammadin al-Nabiyyil Ummiyyi wa alihi wa ashabihi wa sallim. He has written that if a person performs two rakats, recites Surah Ikhlas 25 times, that is after Surah Al-Fatiha in each rakat, and thereafter reads the following durood 1,000 times, he will also be blessed with the vision of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. This salutation durood is shorter, sallallahu ala nabiyyil ummi. Sallallahu ala nabiyyil ummi. May Allah ta'ala give us the tawfiq. Subhanallah wa bihamdihi. Subhanakallahumma wa bihamdik. Nashhadu an la ilaha illa anta nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayk.